welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another Spirit Connection podcast. This week, I want to talk more about the prophetic insight God revealed to me for 2017. I had a number of dramatic supernatural encounters last year, and I released some of them on my webcast, and my blog, also in my book, The 2017 Prophetic Forecast. And I'm going to be talking more about these over the next episode so that you'll get them into your spirit. I don't want it to be just a book on your shelf. I want this to get in your spirit. We need to get a vision for what God is doing so we can rise above all that negativity that's going on out there. So let's pray. Lord, we ask that you open our spirits right now to your words. I pray that we would have the ability to have eyes that see and ears that hear. Give us new hope. Grab hold of something, Father, in us. Just cause our spirits to rise right now. Position us now for this new year that we don't miss a thing. Amen. You know, I traveled a little bit with the prophet Bob Jones and know him personally. He went back to heaven February 14th. But Bob gave a 100-year prophecy from 1950 to 2050. And Bob saw that people were still alive on planet Earth in 2050. Yes, I know. I've been seeing and hearing the sensing the same things from the Lord. And, you know, I think that we misinterpret the things that God speaks to us. And that's why I pastor the prophetic. I help train people all the time in my schools, on my podcast. Everything I do, I help try to train people how to hear the voice of God. Because many people can hear, but many people are also misinterpreting or goes through a filter of their own things. So one example of misinterpreting would be the second coming of Christ. Wow, we've missed this one over and over. Matthew 24:36, Jesus said this. He said, about the day or the hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son of Man, but only the Father. Wow, Jesus said that not even he himself knows the day or the hour. And throughout history, prophets and teachers are claiming to know this, and we grossly miss it. I remember the book, 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 1988. Or the Great Planet Earth, or the recent ones, the Blood Moon Prophecies. Very convincing evidence. Listen to me. Something significant was going to happen starting in September 2015. That's what these things were. But and indeed, something new did happen. It wasn't the second coming of Christ, but yes, something did happen, but we miss or overinterpreted it. Now, with all due respects to the authors of these writings, I'm not judging anyone at all. But, you know, I've been part of the prophetic movement for over 25 years. I track things. I journal daily. I watch these things happen again and again. Check this out. Yes, the Blood Moon Prophecies in September 2015, it was a major thing. And yes, something did happen. It was a time, and in September 2015, right after Rosh Hashanah, right in that time, the Jewish New Year, God started to do something new in heaven, getting us ready for a huge revival. I remember that night of the Blood Moon Prophecies. I remember that something shifted in the heavenly realms, but revival must precede the second coming of Christ. Listen to me. It's correct that Jesus is coming again, but not in a big rapture the way we might not think, at least not yet, on these prophecies. He is coming again in our lives. He's coming again in revival, and we need to get ready. That's why I'm talking about this all the time, and I've been trying to prepare people for this. It's not only going to be, it's not going to be your free ticket out of here with an amazing rapture exit. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. I'll see you in heaven. Hope you make it. That's been kind of the attitude, but God wants to bring global revival first. We started our ministry, InLight Connection, to help fulfill some of these prophecies of Bob Jones. Now, I knew Bob. I mentored and traveled with him to conferences. Each year, Bob would release the Shepherd's Rod, which was a collection of his prophetic words for the coming year. And a year after Bob died, an angel came in my room and handed me a shepherd's rod or a staff. And I knew it belonged to Bob Jones. It was not his mantle. It was, listen to me, you got to understand this. And I say this with all humility, that I got an assignment, and an assignment was given to me. God was looking for someone to continue to release the prophetic words each year. And right after I got this in 2015, my monthly prophetic words, my heavenly encounters, all went to a new level. My daily prophetic words started going around the world. And it's because God gave me an anointing, not a mantle, but an anointing to bring these things about. Habakkuk 2:2. And then the Lord replied, write down the revelation, make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. You know, again, I'm not carrying Bob's mantle in any way. I just picked up an assignment. And the reason I got it a year after is that it was offered to others, but people weren't ready, or I don't know why, they didn't run with it. Now listen, Bob's widow, Bonnie Jones, still carries the torch. She releases the shepherd's rods every year. We're friends. I love her dearly. I didn't take anything from her. We don't corner the market in this stuff. Bobby Connor releases a shepherd's rod every year as well, as and some other prophets do. The kingdom of God is a big place, and there is room for us all. One thing that Bob used to say was that you could take any of the Psalms for that year. And he said that this started in 1950 and goes all the way to 2050. But the Psalm of the year, like for instance, 2017 would coincide with Psalm 117. Every year he would release a prophetic word in the shepherd's rod based on that. Well, in my prophetic, my 2017 prophetic forecast, now this is kind of my version of the assignment God gave me, and no way am I going to be like Bob Jones. I just want that to be clear, clear, clear. I'm still Doug Addison. I'm still the prophet that God called me to be, the prophet of love, the prophet of fun. I just want you to know that. I mean, it's very clear because so many people judge me on this, and I've had jealousy rise up, but I'm just telling you about it because I like to share the stories, not to elevate myself, but so you can know what's happening, so you can trust these things. So this is what Psalm 117 is, only two verses. Praise the Lord, all you nations, extol his name, all you peoples, for great is his love towards us, and the faithful of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Wow, a super short psalm. But God spoke to me this year that the world is going to awaken to an awesome power of the Lord. And this is the reason that there's turmoil, there's attacks. It's why the enemy's trying to blind us from seeing what God is doing. God's way more powerful than Satan. But some people have fallen into the trap of looking at the storms and not the Lord's solution. As darkness seems to increase around us, God uses these events, these circumstances, to draw us, draw people to himself. And we're about to see a few new movements of God that will result in a global revival later on. So don't be discouraged by how things look in the natural. God is moving in our lives right now to align us, to position us for something amazing. And I want to talk about the Days of Awe, 2016. Now, this is the time of the Jewish New Year and the Day of Atonement. These are the two of the most holy Jewish holidays on the calendar, but we're no longer under the law of Moses, so that you know, but God still operates on the Jewish calendar. So the Jewish New Year last year, it's called Rosh Hashanah, was October 2nd through the 4th. And then the Day of Atonement, which was 10 days later, it's called Yom Kippur, was October 11th and 12th. Now this is 2016. And like I said, we're no longer under the law of Moses, but God does operate on the schedule. The Days of Awe are the times between these two holidays. And this is the time each year that's important to your life because it sets the course prophetically for the upcoming year. And this past year, October 2nd through the 12th, was the most spiritually active time in heaven I have ever, ever seen. And it extended beyond that through October 23rd, through the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles, And it was 22 days of the most powerful encounters in heaven I've ever had in my life. And, you know, at the same time, it was some of the highest warfare I've ever had in my life. So during this time, the books of heaven are opened over all of us, everybody. And it's this time of year that God examines our lives to see if we're ready for promotion. But this year was very unusual. It was a rare occurrence because this year it was done by the highest level of the court of heaven. The highest level looked at our books of life. I had several experiences in which I saw and heard what I believe was the Daniel 7 Ancient of Days court sessions taking place. Each year, during the days of all, the books of heaven are opened over you. Daniel 7:10 is what I saw this year, where it shows that there are books or scrolls in heaven that are opened and the courts of heaven review them. And these are spiritual books. They're not physical books. They can be about us personally. There can also be other books. Now, you'll find this in Psalm 139:16. And also, there can be about greater global issues and revival. They can be about all different types of things. God releases revelation. He releases blueprints, strategies that are needed to advance the kingdom of God and our lives on earth. And I've had several encounters in the courts of heaven over this past year, and something special is happening right now. That's all I got to say. There is a higher level of examination of our lives that's now bringing about promotions, new assignments, new alignment that's going to affect the next 7 years of our lives. I saw what reminded me of the Daniel 7 court of heaven taking place. And I want to read this from Daniel 7. As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took its seat. His clothing was white as snow. His hair of his head was white like wool. His throne was flaming with fire, and its wheels were ablaze. A river of fire was flowing and came out before him. Thousands upon thousands attended him. 10,000 upon 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were open. Daniel 7, 9, and 10. Now, what I saw, I didn't see that fiery part, but I saw that once the court was seated with the thrones around the Lord in this vision and experience, I saw the Lord sit down, and my goodness, it was awesome. The Lord told me this was a very rare time for the Ancient of Days court session. Now, this is the highest level of authority in heaven. It would be like, for us in the U.S., it'd be like the Supreme Court reviewing, you know, your life. But God the Father, also the Ancient of Days, is rendering decisions and judgments for those who have been called to be part of this next move of God. Many people have been over-attacked by the enemy. They felt they failed. They felt they'd been forgotten. But the Father in heaven has been rendering decisions for those who've been called to be part of this next move, this next revival. And the enemy has retaliated against this with everything that he has, everything. That's why I had such warfare. This is why we've seen strange weather patterns, storms, fires, floods, earthquakes. We've seen all this negativity suddenly burst out. It's because we've been going through these higher levels of unrest on earth because the battle is happening in the heavenly realms right now. And I'm going to read this also from Daniel. As I watched, this horn was raging war against the holy people and defeating them until the Ancient of Days came and pronounced judgment in favor of the holy people of the Most High. And the time came when they possessed the kingdom. Daniel 7, 21 and 22. That's just a few verses later. Listen, it's going on right now. Get ready to possess the kingdom. This is why you don't want to be distracted. You don't want to get distracted with what's going on around us. You know, this pollution going on, the negativity. God has pronounced judgments and decrees in your favor. Judgment doesn't mean bad. You know, when you go to a court, if you get a judgment in your favor, that is good. He's releasing the plans and the strategies for us to take hold of this new season and possess the kingdom of God on earth. And that is not in a political form. The Lord spoke to me that if you're waiting for God to come in a political form. You're going to be like the people during the time of Jesus. They were waiting for him to do that, and they missed it. They missed him. The new forerunners are now being commissioned and will start coming forward on the scene soon, very soon, now even, to prepare us for this next amazing move. God is getting things ready for a new revival geared towards those who have been rejected, who've been wounded, who maybe by Christians or Christianity. I'm not saying this in a negative way. If you've been around my ministry, I've been talking about these things for a while. Things are now beginning to line up for two moves of God this year. The first one is to refresh us. It's to awaken the church or Christians, those who will have an ear to hear. Now, many people will miss this. Many people will judge this move as not being from God. He's going to start pouring out his glory in the most strange ways, as he always does. Revivals always look like this. Go back and look at moves of God. You think back, oh, I wish I would have lived there. You could have lived in the 1994, the Toronto blessing that took just an amazing power of the Lord all over the world, but you could have lived there in Toronto and missed it. You know, about 3 million people went there, but there was billions that missed it. They missed the move of God. So there's a second move coming later in 2017 that's going to be the start of a true revival. That's as far as I can see the date, but I know it's coming. I know with everything in me, and it's going to be for those outside the church. These are the Ezekiel 34, the weak sheep who've been pushed away. They've been forgotten. They've been rejected. Now, I've been prophesying this for a long time now, but a new gate is opening up right now in heaven. Many people have been going through difficult times, and we're seeing and feeling now this sense of unrest. There has been heavy spiritual warfare, attacks of the enemy, and in the midst of all these difficulties, I want to encourage you to hang on, because something new is coming. Don't get caught up in the negativity. Rise above it. You know, the enemy does not want you to see or to take place in what's coming. He's throwing everything at you to distract you by getting you to look at the storm rather than the solution God is bringing. But listen, Psalm 24:7, God is working 24/7 in your life. And now I want to declare prophetically a new gate is opening up over you in the heavenly realm. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of Glory may come in. There are ancient doors opening up right now. And I tell you, it was in 2015, I saw one of these doors open up a couple years ago, right after, I don't remember the exact date, but I just know that there was an ancient door opened up, and things started to happen after that. Now, it happens at God's pace. It wasn't the second coming of Christ, but it is Jesus coming again to us. He's coming. He's coming in a revival form first. Something majorly shifted into place starting last Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Days of Awe, October 2016, as God began to release new strategies and assistance from heaven. And in the midst of all the unrest, God opened a new gate of rest for us. Listen, wow. If you want to survive and thrive during this time of transition, it's important to get into God's perspective and trust that he's still in charge. He has not forgotten you. He has not forgotten the church. He hasn't forgotten your country. God is inviting you to enter into his rest, where you can find peace during the storms and the trials and the transitions. And there's been a spirit of disunity and disagreement dominating the world right now. Disunity has caused us to become ineffective at reaching the world. You know, that they'll know that we are Christians by our love for one another, is what the word says, for one another, not just our love. It's when we get into unity is when we're going to start seeing people being drawn to the Father. You know, when we can agree together, we will touch the heart of God and ultimately come into agreement with God's heart, his loving plan for the earth. And this is going to release the blueprints. It's going to release the strategies from heaven that we need. And Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about something they ask for, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. See, here's the principle of agreement. We need to bring this into being. You know, we need to bring this much needed shift of the spiritual atmosphere, because where two agree together. See, we're disagreeing right now. So whatever you sow, therefore you shall reap. We have now reaping a closed heaven. We're now reaping the things that have been trying, you know, almost holding us back. But we can now come into agreement with the new things that God has for us. And we need to watch for God to reveal these things as he that have been previously sealed away until now. And this could be things that he's spoken to you personally. Maybe you didn't understand or you'd forgotten. Also, dreams that were hidden away are going to now come to the surface. God is releasing a greater understanding, wisdom, deeper knowledge about situations and in your life. Pay close attention to what God is saying right now. You don't want to miss this time. All right. Well, you know, I try to bring a question each week from one of our students of our prophetic school. We have the Hearing God 365, Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school. And we allow our partners of our ministry and our students to ask questions, and then I go through them and find one. Here's a great one that I wanted to share.
Hi, Doug. This is Amber. And my question is if there was any kind of hold over 2016 in the spiritual. There were so many prophetic words specifically for 2016 for many I know. However, we're just now seeing the potential breakthrough starting in 2017, a year later than the time frame prophesied. Even in the rain in California, El Nino was supposed to start in 2016 to end the drought and prophetically spoken before 2016. But even the rain was delayed a year with us, with it just now coming in 2017. Thank God. Thanks, Doug. Bye.
All right. Well, let me just recap that. She's saying, is it possible that things could be delayed and still start to come? Like, we had a lot of prophetic words about 2016 being the start of the, like in California, for instance. Thank God. Wow, our drought is pretty much over and is amazing. We've been praying this. It was supposed to happen a year ago, and even the weather people came on and said 2016 would be a big El Nino, but it happened in 2017. So what she's saying is it possible for these things to be delayed? Yes. You know, I've been training people on this, that it is possible for prophetic words, for things that God wants to happen, for it to be the either delayed or start so small that you might not realize it. Like Elijah, he prophesied and he spoke and he prayed over and over to see rain. And then finally, it was like a cloud the size of a man's hand. So it may take some time to jumpstart that, to get in there and, you know, and pray. Or other people might be involved of saying no. There's lots of different things that can stop it. But yes, we are seeing right now, not just in California, the West Coast, we're seeing now that many things that have been delayed now, we're seeing it start to happen in 2017. This is an exciting time. So you could ask God to speak to you right now. This is a time of restoration and revelation. The shaking that many people have experienced is designed by God to shake open those things that have been previously sealed or delayed, like we just talked about. Now is the time for the seal to be revealed. The Lord says in Jeremiah 33:3, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know. Wow, just call on the Lord right now. That's what I do. I get up every day. I call upon the Lord. And he reveals these things. Now, it might not come as clearly or as plainly or right when you think. That's why it's a good idea to journal or at least track it. But know that God is establishing you right now, and you will indeed make it through this time. Many are going to come out of this time in an entirely new place, new level, new authority, a new anointing, a new fire is what's going to happen. That's what's happening with me. With all this spiritual warfare, I have been coming out the other side of it, the cleanest in the spirit I've ever been. I tell you, there's been a sweet, sweet time with the Lord. And even though the things are shaking, remember, God's kingdom cannot be shaken. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:28-29. He's a consuming fire, but he can't be shaken. And so this has been a time I released a prophetic word last year. It was in my 2016 prophetic forecast. And it was on my blog a couple years ago, that 2016 in March was a time of John 15 level purging and pruning. God was pruning us for the purposes of going deeper and to bring his fire. That's exactly what happened to me and a lot of people I know. But when he starts doing that, you start thinking you backslid. You start thinking you did something wrong. You start all those types of things is what the enemy tries to get you to think you missed it. But no. God's doing it to draw you closer. And here's how to position yourself right now to be able to go into this next move. You can do that. Positioning yourself means that you can be at the right time, at the right place. You can start doing the right things. You can start doing some proactive things. And I also call it activating it. It's important to stay in step with God. Even if you're not sure what God is calling you to do right now, what does that look like for you? You know, this is so important. What you do needs to be done, you know, daily. Just do the things that will get you through these tough times. Pray and remind God of the promises that he's given you or the promises over your life. I made a whole Word document, or it's a document in my journal, with the list of the promises that God has done prophetically, list of the promises that I have not seen yet, also list of verses that I use that are fulfilling some of those, or, you know, backing up those promises, or things that I pray. You'll want to, I call it a battle document. You'll want to get that and begin to write down some of these things that helps you through the tough times. Pray and remind God of all the promises that you have over your life. Do practical things that bring you closer to God. You can pray, you can worship, take communion. I take communion every day. My wife and I are taking communion right now together, and I read the Bible each day, take walks. You can do these things. Connect with God. Whatever it is for you that's going to cause you to stay at peace in the storm is what I'm trying to tell you. Positioning yourself involves getting deeper healing, growing in intimacy, learning to love, coming into agreement with God's will and his ways for your life. May also mean changing the people that you hang around with. I'm not saying nuke all your friends here, but it's time to move upward. So you may ask God to help you find some people who are on the same path and drop out of that grumbler's club and stay away from negativity. Be very careful what you let into. Most people talk about the eye gate. Be careful what you see, which is true. You need to be careful of what you let in your ears right now. Step away from negative talk radio or negative things on the internet. I highly recommend, as part of this preparation, going on a 21-day negative thought and negative talk fast. Get away from that, because it's going to open the heavens over you. This is how I can now hear God clearly, because I stepped away from the negativity and got in touch with God. This is how I move from seeing demons all the time into seeing angels and God's solution. And I've also released some of this in a new audio that I have called How to Love and Not Judge, because it's the key of judgment that unlocks the blessings from Luke 6:38. Luke 6:38 is that blessing of, yeah, God will pour a blessing into your lap. Pressed down, shaken together, running over in your lap will be poured to you. For the measure you use, that you give, you will receive. But if you go to the verse before that, in Luke 6:37, there's a key to unlock that over your life. If you've been giving and you haven't been seeing anything happen, you want to read Luke 6:37. Because if you've judged, do not judge or you will be judged. And that's the key. We need to remove judgments right now. Get ready to do what it takes to align yourself to receive in this new season. If necessary, and God confirms it, maybe there's things that'll happen, changes in your living situation, locations, jobs, church affiliations, business partners, whatever God shows you. Now, I'm not saying a blanket word here. It's like I said, you need to pray this through and get confirmation, especially on major things. You'll want to get more than one confirmation. Get ready for change this year, because some of what I'm sharing right now is already happening. This was from chapter 2 of my 2017 prophetic forecast that I wrote last October, and some of this stuff is already starting to happen now. So I recommend getting a copy, buy a copy for a friend, because there's so much that's going to happen, so much you want to be part of. Let me pray and activate this. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. I thank you for my friends. I thank you for the ones that follow our podcast and my ministry. And Father, I pray that you would pour a blessing out to them. I pray that you would speak to them through dreams and visions, that you would activate these things, allow them to step away from that negativity and begin to speak in deeper ways. I pray, Father, that you would activate this word in their life like a seed going in. I pray that it would spring and bring forward something huge, something big, big in their life. Father, line us up at the right place, the right time, that you would bring those divine assignments, those divine realignments that's coming right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right. You can check out my training resources and articles at my website, DougAddison.com. Also, use the coupon code PODCAST10, get 10% off. Follow me on Facebook, The Doug Addison, Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. Also, my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic. You can download my free ebook at my website, How to Hear the Voice of God Clearly for Yourself. Hey, hope you have a great week. See you again.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.